And I have to give thanks to God and the Lord Jesus Christ for Lawrence and Kim, because it's through their stand, their commitment and their faithfulness that I have come to the knowledge of this truth and been able to live the life that I've lived over the last 4.5 years. Obviously, all our praise and glory goes to God. We don't put any man on a pedestal, but we do give thanks where thanks is due. And for me, I know I wouldn't be steadfast or committed if it wasn't for the continuous encouragement that I receive. Because there are things that come up in life. There are distractions that come up. And when we don't see things happen as quickly as we want to, it's easy to bum out. I've been born again now for about 13, 14 years. And I've had my fair share of bumming out. I've had my fair share of being distracted and taken off by the things going on in the world. But thanks to God, 4.5 years, when he turned my heart, he gave me a brand new heart, a new focus, a new vision, new direction. And then I remember Lawrence saying to me and Danny, we were talking about this at dinner, that you guys really need to ask God where you're going to connect, where you're going to be fed from, where you're going to receive the sound words for you. And at that time, me and Danny were listening to many, many different people, and we didn't understand what them words meant, but we did receive that word gladly. We received it with an open heart, and we did what was encouraged to do, and that was go to God, ask God, because it might not be me, you know, and if it's not, that's fine. But you, for your benefit and for your progress and for your walk with God, go to God, seek him with all your heart and ask him. So even though that felt very strange in that moment, we did what we were encouraged to do. And boy, oh boy, haven't we benefited from that instruction. We have seen the results. We have seen the importance of just knowing where we're planted, knowing where we're being encouraged, first and foremost from God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to the minister or the leader who God has put in front of us. And for me and Danny, that is Lawrence and Kim. And over the last 4.5 years, we've been given great instruction, correction at times, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. And it's through that spirit of God. And as I've been on my journey with God, again, this word, committed decision, I know a lot of people may not like, but it's just a word, you know, it's just a word that helps us to clearly understand something. And so we all make that decision in front of God. We all make a decision in front of God to do what he wants us to do. And then it's up to us having integrity, faithfulness, trustworthiness to stick to that. You know, to stick to that commitment, no matter what storms may come, no matter what situations may arise, no matter if we're hearing something we don't like, if there may be something that looks better across the road. We've not made that commitment to man or even to ourselves, but we've made the commitment to God. We've made the commitment to do what he puts in our heart to do, to listen and to do and to practice. And so over the last 4.5 years, these one-on-ones and connections have been very vital to my life, because we all do need that fellowship. You know, we need that encouragement and we need that direction. And as Lawrence always says to me, it's a two-way flow, because there's many things that go on in my life and Danny's life, in our fellowship that we get to share. We get to share testimonies and healings and what's going on. And it's a two-way thing. It's actually a four-way thing, because it's me, Lawrence, God, and Jesus Christ. So it's really awesome. And again, the decision that I made with God, that whatever encouragement or instruction I was to receive from Lawrence or Kim, that I was going to receive it as the words from God. Never do I look or hear the words and think, oh, that's just my father-in-law. Oh, that's just Lawrence again. Never, and I say this honestly in front of God, that them words have never come out, or that thought has never been in my mind, Because from that moment when God showed me and Danny to connect and to really listen and to practice, from that moment, God already showed me, you hear the words from this man as they're the words from me. And then God was showing me all the different prophets and people in the scriptures, like Moses and all of these, you know, that everyone needs somebody appointed in the earth. Because it's great that we have God and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's great that we can go boldly to the throne room of God. And we have direct access now. There is nothing stopping any of us going to God with absolutely everything. We should always go to God with everything. Involve him throughout our day. Have conversations with him throughout our day. Having conversations and asking for wisdom and knowledge and understanding or help or just sharing our heart with God. And then when we go and have that appointed person on the earth, we just have that face-to-face contact, which we all need. God created a family because he knew that we all needed that face-to-face contact. We all needed that love and that comfort from one another. We needed that fellowship. And so that's why we're a family, to be able to share our hearts, to encourage one another. So this commitment before God and really understanding where we were being fed, where we were planted, was vital, was so crucial to the beginning of this wonderful journey that I've been on in the last 4.5 years. My husband is wonderful encouragement to me also. And together within our marriage, we've come to this place where we are on a solid foundation now. When before we were very up, we were very down. We were arguing, we were judging and comparing. But now things are really just smooth. Everything's just smooth. We communicate very well. We have a humbleness of heart towards one another because God's given us that heart to be humble. God's given us the understanding to what it's like to be an imitator of God. And yeah, none of us are perfect in our carnal man. None of us are ever going to get it 100% right. But all God wants is our heart to see that we're trying, and we have the faith. So it really blessed me what Kim shared about, you know, the things Lawrence and Kim have done over the years, but that we have to have full faith in God. Like that moment when God told Lawrence to get Kim out of the hospital and all that negative energy and those negative people that were around him, even though they were caring, they cared obviously, they just didn't see, they had a lack of understanding. But Lawrence stood and believed in what God spoke to his heart. And it's the same when we connect, when we fellowship. We have to really believe what God is speaking to our heart is real. We have to believe with our heart that God is more real than the trees that we see outside or the people that is around us. We have to believe with our whole heart that the information, the fresh bread God has given to us daily, is way more important and true and real than the narrative going on in the world. And Lawrence is awesome because he's a great example to my life. I see him most days, but, and I'm really thankful for that, you know, very, very thankful. But like all the stuff that's going on in the world and in the governments and stuff, we really don't need to focus there. We don't. Lawrence shared it earlier. Jesus Christ didn't focus on the things going on. And he was probably living in more turbulent times than what we are because of the times that they were living in. Obviously, we know things are very advanced now and things maybe seem on a higher scale because of media and technology and things. But it would have been quite turbulent when he was living, Jesus Christ. But he wasn't fazed by it. And if he was fazed by it, he went to God about it. And he just did what God put in his heart to do. So if we make the commitment to really just do what God puts in our heart to do, to move and go about our being every day in the presence of God, knowing that God is with us, he's gone before us, he's behind us, he's in us, knowing that no harm could ever come to us when we're looking only to him and our faith is in God, our faith is in the power of our God, who is able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. It's God that does all that. He just uses us and the spirit within us to operate those manifestations. But it's God who's doing it all. And when we give him a free will heart, and we say, God, here I am, send me. Have your will in my life. Whatever you need to accomplish in my life, you do it. When we go to God with that heart, then he's able to freely move within us. Because God wants to work for us. He wants to ensure that we're happy, we're blessed, that we're fulfilling the purpose he's planned before the foundation of the world for us. And so when you're in this place, when we really understand the power and the truth of God, and we have a humble heart, and we don't budge from what we know is right and what we know works, we will just continue to flourish and grow. We know in the scriptures it says we'll be planted, and that we will, our leaves, and we'll bear much fruit in any season. Any season we come up against, if it may be a storm here, or good here, or situations there, we will always bear fruit. We will always progress. We will always keep moving forward. We'll always have great hope and expectation. We'll see great things. Even if it seems things have been quiet for a week or a month or a year, God's still working in you. God's still energizing you. God's still talking to your heart. But are we listening? Are our ears open? Is our heart open to receive the heavenly rhema words that God is speaking into our life, so that we can practice and benefit and really move with great authority? Because he doesn't want any of us to be down and out, doesn't want any of us to be legalistic or worried or concerned, even though those things may come up at times. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. We have the ability to cast down every imagination that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And the narrative going on in the world today, it's trying to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. But we have the spirit living within us, and we cast it down. We rebuke it. We refuse it. And we then keep meditating on the things that God is putting in our heart to do, like confessions. I have to share it. So yesterday, Lawrence sent all of us, I'm sure, some wonderful, amazing confessions that we can confess over our life each day. Now, Lawrence has quite a soothing voice for me to do that, you know. It'd be very, Dan is yawning as if to say I'd fall asleep. But Lawrence has a very soothing voice. So to hear those words from God coming through his mouth, it brings great peace. It brings great comfort. And then when we hear it a few times, we're like, it's going into our heart and our mind, and then we're able to confess those things out. You know, it gives us a benchmark. It gives us a starting point on the things God wants us to say. And it doesn't matter at the beginning or whenever it is manufactured, because isn't it better to say what God says and to declare out of your mouth what God says and to speak his truth rather than just speaking what's going on in the world or what your friends are saying or what your family may be saying, even your mom or your dad or your best friend. You know, it might sound good, but is it producing fruit in your life? Is it keeping you happy? Are you blessed? Are you in a place where you feel really free? Because Jesus Christ didn't come in vain. And it says, the Son, whoever is set free, is free indeed. Jesus Christ has set us free. Now it's up to us. We have the choice if we want to live in that freedom. And that freedom does mean we have to have an obedient heart. It means we have to have an obedience, love and obedience, to really want to do the things of God. And if that means like the five things that Lawrence has really shared on and what we've all benefited from in the last 4.5 years, we sow our seed. We honor God cheerfully. We don't hold back. We don't decrease. We increase. We sow our seed with faith and expectation, trusting God in that area of our finances. So we're on God's economy and not on the economy of the world or our jobs or what's going on around us. speaking in tongues much. I've shared it before. This is something that I get such joy out of doing. This brings me into such a place of peace and excitement, and I get great visions, and it's just awesome. So I encourage anyone, everyone, speak in tongues much. It is so important. It's perfect communication with your Heavenly Father. If you don't know what to pray or say, or if you're feeling negative, or you're being bombarded, speak in tongues, you know. Walk and be led of the Spirit. The scriptures are beautiful, beautiful writings. There are beautiful testimonies and stories, beautiful instruction within there. But God is living now in today's time. God is working in all of us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure now. And so God may give you a word or an inspirational thought or an idea that may not be in the scripture. And that's okay, because you will know by the fruit when you operate and do it. And so we want to just walk with God, be led of God's Spirit, and really just continue steadfast in the encouragement, connecting where we've been planted, where we've been instructed by God to be fed. Now, I don't know for any of you, if any of you have actually done this, but for me and Danny, we were encouraged, ask God. So when we ask God, God give us clear instruction individually, because me and Danny, we always pray separately, and then we come back together and we'll say, okay, what did God say? And 99.9% of the time, we've got the exact same answer. When we've got different answers, it's because one of us haven't heard very clearly. So if you haven't already, you ask God, where do you want me to be fed? Where is my place of encouragement? And I will commit to be encouraged in that area. I will not go off, and I will keep moving and being led of you, God. I'm praying for the laborers. It's so crucial that we pray for laborers. So crucial that we're praying for new people, hungry people, such as should be saved, who are going to really grasp hold of this word and move in the direction of God and be led of that Spirit so that they can be set free. For me and my house and my husband, that's all we care about now. We used to live a life where we cared about so much. Obviously, we care about our families and children and things, but the priority is God, and knowing it's on God. If God hasn't sent me a laborer or two laborers or 10 laborers right now, I'm not going to sit here condemning myself thinking I'm doing anything wrong, but I'm going to continue to push in, continue to speak to God, continue to trust God, continue pulling on his trousers and saying, oi, where's these laborers? Because it's more beneficial to God to send laborers than it is to us. But God wants that pure heart. He wants that heart energized by faith. He wants us moving in the direction and wisdom of him. And we just keep moving in that heavenly flow. No matter what comes up, no matter what distraction is coming from the left or the right, stay in that heavenly flow. Stay consistent. Stay faithful. Because it's you who will abound in those blessings. It's you who will abound in hope. It's you who will abound and see great results if we don't cop out, if we don't get distracted, if we don't let the flatterers of this world speak louder than our Heavenly Father. And God wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to have the best life. He wants us to have the greatest of experiences. Like this year, I'm blown away with what God has done and the doors he's opened to us. And the thing, I'm speechless most of the time, because God never stops overflowing that cup. My cup, our cup, all of our cups are running over consistently. These blessings are chasing us down, because no words can describe how me and my husband are living. And again, that's not being boastful or egotistic. That's just being a testimony unto the power of God. And how he can take one man and one woman from the pit of darkness and bring us to such a beautiful light. And how he can keep us humble and meek. And it's just really, really great. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. And know you are so valuable. You are so important. Know that God has handpicked each and every one of you. You are in your location in the right place at the right time. You know, do not be weary in well-doing. Know that your faithfulness will reap everything that you desire. And we just keep looking unto our Heavenly Father, trusting God with our whole heart. Kim shared it. Do not lean on our own understanding or the understanding of others around us. We stay consistent and faithful and meek and humble. And then we just continue to really increase in every area. So that was really on my heart to share. One thing though, God has really inspired me over the last, I've bought a new blender and processor, and it was from this company called Ninja. I don't know if you have those in the countries you live in. And God's been inspiring me with so many different ideas. Like last week I tried to make homemade vegetable burgers. They tasted wonderful but didn't look that great. Different smoothies and soups. God's just given me so many inspirational ideas when it comes to food. And so today, when I went shopping, I just felt in my heart, try making homemade bread. And I made homemade bread for the first time ever in my life today. It was so great. It was so encouraging. I was so glad. And it tasted delicious. So just little things like that. God may just encourage you to try something different. And I know for me, the last 2 weeks, he's definitely been encouraging me to try different things. I even got Danny to try the vegetable burger, which is a miracle in itself. Dan is all meat. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. Something as small as just cooking or going shopping. If God's energizing that, do it, and do it with great excitement in your heart.